Alishur, Chelek Beis Tav Lamed Beis, the fourth Vaad. Me'ata higi ha'is liskanen liyom adin atzmoy. Now is the time to prepare for the Day of Judgment itself. Ve'niftach kan b'mashal nimirats. We begin with a powerful mashal. Bechol Beis Mesudar makpidim al nikayoyin. In every organized home, there's an emphasis on cleanliness. U'menakim o'iso yom yom. Day by day, there are certain activities of cleaning. Kasher oimdim la'arech mesiba b'bayis. When there's some sort of celebration in the home, u'mechakim la'orchim, and you await guests, perhaps a shev rachoy, something like that. Einam mistapkin b'nikayon hargil. So we don't make do with the usual cleaning procedures. V'yisim nikayon yesoidi. Make it a more fundamental cleaning. Shlo yirei shum avak ba'ezu pina me'abayis. So that no dust should be seen in any corner of the home. If someone very important, someone distinguished is going to visit us, even that type of cleaning is not sufficient. We check the utensils that we're going to use to serve the distinguished guest. Perhaps the quality of utensils we have is not in line with his kavod. We buy more distinguished utensils for this event. All this applies to a very distinguished guest. But if we would be informed from the palace or the office of the president, he himself is coming to visit. There's no limit to the preparations that would be done in such a house. Yes, I do surmise that the house might be repainted. Yiknu shatiach yakar, new rugs perhaps, new carpet, v'chelim yakarim, expensive utensils. Yiknu afilu reitim chadishim, perhaps a new furniture. Kol anshei habayis boidikim es bigdeim im em reyuim lekabel bahem es pnei ha-melech ha-nasi. We would check the garments, the clothes that the people would wear there. Tifrim chalifois chadashes, ismalois chadashes. We would have new suits, new dresses. Kiare es ha-melech yikabel bahem. Because the king is coming to the home. Zayis emeres, to summarize the situation. Bechol yamois ha-shana yisim es ha-nikayon lefi ha-saga shel anshei habayis. Throughout the year, we clean the house in accordance with our standards. When we prepare to receive guests, we clean the house in accordance to our estimation of what the guests, their standards in cleanliness. And we wait for the king. All the usual concepts of the household are negated. And we adjust our home to the king's concepts, to his standards. Chazal tell us, based on the pasuk in Tehillim, Oz yirannu atzei ha-yo'ar, the trees of the forest will rejoice, will sing, lifnei mi, lifnei Hashem, the pasuk says. Lama kiva, kiva. Kiva b'Rosh Hashanah, because he comes at Rosh Hashanah, kiva b'yom ha-kippurim. Zehu yoyim hadin. This is a point we made in the first volume as well, that the judgment consists of Hashem coming into the heart of the individual, and the extent to which the individual accepts or is able to accept HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that is the judgment. It says, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes into the heart of the person, it's something like the revelation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the heart, the requirement is to receive him. Ulaizu etzemadin. Well, this is what we did say in the first volume, that this is the actual judgment. Keitzad anu mekablim oyisayis borach. The extent to which the man in which the person accepts the Shechina within his heart determines his judgment. Ve'yitachen, quite possibly, ki ba'oifen sh'anu mekablim oyisayis borach b'libeinu. That way on which, on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, we accept Hashem in our hearts, in that moment of accepting Hashem is rolled up, mekupeles, our behavior of the entire previous year. A person who throughout the year worked, he was in a situation or a direction of drawing near to Hashem, he was working throughout the year, יידע לקבל גילוי בלב. Such a person will have trained, so to speak. He will be in a position where he can accept this גילוי of the Shekhinah in his heart appropriately. ומי שהיה במשך השנה במצב של שחקוס, a person who throughout the year was in a situation of distance, then איך יוכל פסעים ביום הדין לקבל בו איז ברק הרוי? How can he suddenly, on the day of judgment, receive הקדוש ברוך הוא? This is all discussed in the first volume when we spoke about ימי הדין. ובו אוראה מה שכסב התז באורך חיים, סימן קופיות חס. It does writes on the words HaMelech HaMishpat. This is one of the changes we make to the Amidah. He writes Min ha-ra'uy lomar HaMelech HaShefet. Grammatically, the phrase HaMelech HaMishpat is wrong. It should have said, grammatically speaking, you should have said HaMelech HaShefet. Not two nouns, but differently. Tiretz HaRav Rabbeinu Manoach She'en lomar HaMelech. Now we leave it as it is. דלשן זה משמה שהוא עצמוי הוא המשפט, because the way that it is formulated, המלך המשפט, is to indicate precisely the point we've been discussing, that Hashem himself, that is the judgment. כמו שאנו אומרים, הוא החוכמה והמדע, like we say in a different vein, different context, Hashem is wisdom, he is knowledge, שאין לו עם העליו הסבר חכם ומבין. We don't say about Hashem that he is wise. שנראה שהוא קונה חוכמה ובינה מאחר. Because if you say Hashem is wise, as if he acquired wisdom from something, from he learned, he absorbed wisdom, it's not. And the same thing over here. He himself constitutes the judgment. הרי ניתן לומר, this is another author, not a Taz. הרי ניתן לומר כי עצם גילוי מלכוסי יסברך בעילה ביום הדין, הוא המשפט. The way that Hashem reveals himself on the day of judgment, that is the judgment, the extent to which the person accepts him. וכמה צריך להיות נזהר בשני ימי ראש השנה, and how a person has to be careful on the 2 days of ראש השנה, וגם בכל עשרת ימי התשובה, and also through the 10 days of תשובה, שיעברו בלי שום מכשול כלל וכלל, that they should pass without any obstacle, any failure whatsoever. שני ימים אלה צריכים לעבור בשלמות ממש. These 2 days have to pass ממש with perfection. שלא ניכשל חס וחלילה במידה רעה, not to fail in some מידה רעה, או בדיבור בטל, או some idle talk, ואין צריך לומר בדיבור אסור, או במחשבה זרה, because without saying some forbidden speech or incorrect thoughts. כן יש להיזהר שלא לשב סביבת עולם, one should make a point not to be idle on these days. ועד היכן הדברים מגיעים נראה ממעשה רב. How far this goes, we see from this. הגאון אב בדין, the brisk rov, מרן רבי יצחק זאב סולובייצ'יק, the brisk rov, היה רגיל לגמור בראש השנה כל ספר תהילים. Throughout ראש השנה, his custom was to recite תהילים. כאשר שאלו פעם, למה אינו עסק בתורה בימים אלה? He was once asked, why does he not learn on ראש השנה, after the davening, after the meal? And now he answered, אם לומדים גמרא, צריך מדי פעם לקום ולקחת גמרא מהארון. If you learn, so once in a while you have to get up and take a book, take a sefer, ויש חשש שברגעים של לקיחת ספר מסבטלים לחשוב בתורה. And the חשש is that in the time when you're reaching out to take a safer, so you're wasting time. ואין זה כדאי שיעבור ביום הדין רגע אחד בתורה. It's not worth it that one moment should pass without tefillah on יום הדין. You see how far this goes, the idea of not wasting any moment on ראש השנה. מנהג וסכין הוא, it's an established מנהג ללמוד על השולחן בראש השנה משניוס ראש השנה. To learn the משניוס of the מסכס את סעודויס, שבכל סעודה יגמרו פרק אחד, four סעודויס, four chapters, כדי שגם הסעודה לא תעבור בלי תורה או דברים בטלים חס וחלילה. So that the סעודה also should not pass without words of תורה or be given to idle talk. דברים אלה נשמעים חמורים מדי. These words sound quite extreme. ומה נעשה? Well, what can we do? תוקף קדושה סיום כי הוא נראה והיום. It is an awesome day. Next point. נמצא בספרים הקדושים כי בראש השנה יורדת נקודה אחת מחודשת מגנזי מרומים. One finds in the spharim that on Rosh Hashanah there's like a point, a drop, so to speak, that comes down from Shamayim, שבה גלומה צורת השנה החדשה. It contains in raw form the whole shape of the new year. בדוגמה סקוח היולי שנבא ביום ראשון של מעשה בראשית. Something similar to that potentiality that came down on the first day of מעשה בראשית, as the Ramban explains. ואס הנקודה הזו זה מוריד הכלל יסוד בספילוסיו וסקי יסוד. That drop of potentiality of the new year is brought down בכלל ישראל through artifilois and artikiois. עד כמה שמספללים מעומקא דליבה, to the extent that we daven from the depth of a heart, משברים מסליבם בפני הקדוש ברוך הוא, the extent to which we break our hearts before הקדוש ברוך הוא, ומעוררים שמחה רבה בקבלת מלכות הסברך, and the extent to which we awaken joy in accepting Hashem as king, מורידים צורה של שנה טובה מבורכת. To that extent we'll be drawing down that drop of potentiality, hopefully of a good and blessed year. ברם, however, כל שני ימי ראש השנה הם ימי הדין. All 2 days of ראש השנה, or the days of judgment. ומי יודע באיזה רגע מהם הוא יזכה בדינוי? Nobody knows at which particular point one has earned a good judgment. אך לא רק מרדס נקודה חדשה מגן זמר ומי מנסגולי סיום הדין. It's not just that we bring down this drop of potentiality from above. הרי אמרו חזל תלס, ראש השנה דף דזיין, כל שנה שרשע בסחילסה מסעשס בסעיפה. A year that's impoverished at the beginning is wealthy, is abundant at the end. Shenemar, Mereishis Hashanah, the posuk says. Mereishis, that posuk writes it without the aleph. It's written defectively. Mereishis. Ve'ad acharis. Seifa sheyesh la'acharis. So Rashi explains, Sherasha bischilasan. What does it mean the year begins in impoverishment? Sheyisrael oisin atzman rashin b'rosh Hashanah. Yisrael behave as paupers. לדבר תחנונים בספילה, to plead with הקדוש ברוך הוא, to speak in a pleading way. כי עניין שנאמר, like the pasuk says, תחנונים מדבר רש. The rush, the impoverished person speaks תחנונים. The author explains, ויש להבין בזה, we need to understand, שאדם בהתנהגו סביב ראש השנה, זורע את כל מה שיצמח לו בשנה הבאה. The person's behavior seeds whatever will sprout in the coming year. This idea of מכל מה שהוא יעשה, מדבר וחושב בימי הדין, from whatever the person does, speaks and thinks בימי הדין, צמח משהו במשך השנה, something of that sprouts throughout the rest of the year. It's the potential that's now here, on Rosh Hashanah, which then develops into and actualizes through the year. והנה על מאכלי ראש השנה, when it comes to the traditional foods of Rosh Hashanah, נאמר, חזל תל אס, סימן המילסה, that these are significant omens, they're auspicious. ונפסק בשולחן ערוך, it's actually הלכה בסימן תו קוף פי גימל, שאכלים דברים מתוקים דווקא, that we specifically make a point of eating sweet things. וכך המנהג שלא לאכול דברים חמוצים, the meaning is to avoid sour foods, וגם את הלחם טובלים בדבש שלו במלח, we make a point of dipping the bread in honey, not in salt. והנה אם באויכל סימן המילסה, if in food we say that this is all significant and auspicious, בדיבור ובמעשה על החס כמה וכמה, or the more so in our actual speech and actions, הוא צריכה גם כל ההנהגה להיות מתוקה, and our entire behavior, entire conduct should be sweet. אם בראש השנה אנו זרעים את כל מה שיצמח לנו במשך השנה, if on ראש השנה we understand that we are seeding, we are sowing, everything that will later sprout through the rest of the year, יש לנו זרוע רק פירוסטות. We should make very sure that what we're planting are very good fruits, לבן נזרע יסבי בר, not to sow weeds. עד כאן.